And so tonight, I've asked one of my heroes, to come up and share his testimony. John Rodriguez has been a member of this church for many years, and he's the patriarch of the great Rodriguez clan. And he's got a great story. And so, John, why don't you come up and share? Welcome him up here, y'all.
Okay. For years, me and Pastor Terry have been talking about me getting up here to say my testimony. And I finally decided that I would do it. You know, but a man my age has a lot to say. So I'm only going to say a few things about how I received the Lord and about my family. For 2 or 3 months, I've been thinking of how to start my testimony. So I decided that I would start when I was a teenager, because at the age of 14 is when I received the Lord in my heart. And this is how it started. When I was 14 years old, a group of people started building a church about a city block from our house. When it was completed, people from that church went around the neighborhood inviting everybody. When they came to our house, my mom would say, "No way that we're going to go because we're Catholics." And we were Catholics. But there was this man, which I will never forget. He kept coming to our house every week, and he would talk to my dad. Then one day, my dad finally decided to go to church with him, and that's where it all started for us, the Rodriguezes. My dad starts going to this church, and then he started to carry a Bible with him. And to see my dad carry a Bible, that really got me. Because my dad was a big man, he was a farmer, a macho man, hardworking man. And to see him carry a Bible, that really got me. But I got to thinking what happened. My dad was humbled by the Word of God, like it has humbled a lot of people. Then he started to invite us to church. A lot of times he would insist. Before we knew it, we were all going to church with him. We would go on Sunday mornings, sometimes Sunday nights, and on Wednesdays. And we had this youth pastor, a young man, very nice man, and he would get the teenagers together, and he would give us the teachings on the Bible. He would teach us the basics, how to read the Bible, where to start. And he taught us how to pray. And he would give us very good advice. I was hoping that the teenagers would be here, but they're not. Because this is the things he used to tell us. Be careful who you hang around with. You don't want to hang around with somebody that's going to get you in trouble, okay? And then he would say, don't drink. Don't do drugs, they'll kill you. And don't smoke. And the very big one was, always obey your parents. I was 14 years old, so It was just right for me, okay? Then this youth pastor, he would ask us if we wanted to receive the Lord in our hearts. At first, I was kind of hesitant, but one day I felt like I needed to receive the Lord. I felt I was ready. So I talked to the pastor. He prayed for me. I said the sinner's prayer. He prayed for me, and I received the Lord in my heart at the age of 14. When I received the Lord in my heart, I knew that I was changed. I felt different, and I felt a lot of joy in my heart. And I knew that the Lord was with me. I would feel His presence. After I received the Lord in my heart, I started to go to church voluntarily. Nobody had to push me. I liked going to church. Our youth pastor would take us to other churches with other youth groups. We would study the Bible, we would pray, and then we would play sports after that. So I keep going to church. Everything's going good. But at the age of 17, I messed up. I started going around with the wrong crowd. I broke two other rules, okay? This friend of mine, his dad had a cantina, a bar. His job was to clean the bar. One day he asked me that if I would help him. So I said, yeah, I'll help you clean the bar. So we would clean the bar twice a week, sometimes three times a week. At first, everything's going good. Everything's going great. We're doing our job. But after a while, we started to steal wine bottles and beer. Bad, okay? Then on weekends, we would get together with other guys, and we would party. We would have a very good time, okay? But, you know, while doing these things, I knew I was wrong. I knew I was doing wrong. And what I had to do, I get home at about 12 o'clock. And what I did, I was feeling bad. I was feeling guilty. I would have to kneel down and pray. And I would ask the Lord for forgiveness. But you know, God is so good. We serve an awesome God. He says in His word that He will never leave us or forsake us. And I knew that while doing all these things, He was always with me. He was always with me because when I prayed, I would feel His presence. You know, a lot of times we depart from the Lord. We stray away from the Lord, but He never leaves us. Once we receive Him in our hearts, He's always with us. Okay, life goes on. At the age of 19, my dad bought a house real close by here off of Donovan. And Lolly's family bought a house real close by. Lolly, which later became my wife. You know, and when I met Lolly, we started going out, but there was a big problem. Big problem. She was Catholic. And I mean very Catholic. Mass, rosaries, you name it, Catholic. Then 2 years later, we started talking about getting married. And I did not want to go back to the Catholic Church. But because of her and her family, we got married through the Catholic Church. And then I got to thinking, why not? I'll be a Catholic. There's a bunch of Catholics. So, and then you, in the Catholic, when I was there in the Catholic Church, we could drink, we could party, we could go to dances. I could even go to the bar, and it was okay, no problem. So I said, why not? I'll be a Catholic. And believe me, guys, I tried to be a Catholic. I tried very hard to be a Catholic. But while doing these things, I knew that I was wrong. I was convicted. And what I would have to do, I would go to, whenever I had a chance, I would go to other churches, Christian churches, because I needed the preaching of the pastors. I needed the Word of God. That is something that I was not getting at the Catholic Church. Then I would invite my wife to come with me, but she never wanted to. She would just tell me, very nice, you want to go to a Christian church? Well, fine, go. I go to the Catholic Church. Okay, so I would go to the Christian churches whenever I had a chance. But I did keep going to the Catholic Church with my family. Then we got really involved in the church. I was a carpenter. When the priest found out that I was a carpenter, he put me to work. He had me building altars, podiums, church pews. I did a lot of work for them, and not only in one church, for several churches, for several years. But you know, I didn't mind. I was young, full of energy. So anything that the priest wanted, I'd do it for him. Then we became real close to the priest. The priest became our friends, our buddies, okay? We would get together at our house on weekends. We would make cookouts. We would eat, we would drink. We would drink wine. Priests like to drink wine, okay? But you know, priests are good people. They're humans just like you and me. They like to joke around, play around. And like I say, they were our friends. They were our buddies. Then after that, we got involved in the music ministry. Two of my sons, Lisa, myself, we all play guitars. And we would play in mass, in rosaries, weddings, funerals. We were all over with our music. My wife, Lolly, was a leader of the choir. Lolly can really sing. She knows how to sing. I tried to get her over here to sing a solo today, but she didn't want to. Okay? We were in the music ministry in the Catholic Church for 20 years, 20 años, long time, okay? Then the Catholic Church started prayer meetings, and I liked the prayer meetings. You know, in the Catholic Church, nobody takes a Bible with them. Never did I see a person take a Bible to Mass in all the years that I was there, okay? But in prayer meetings, we could take a Bible with us. That's what I liked about the prayer meetings. In prayer meetings, we would get together every week at church. We would pray, we would read the Bible, study the Bible. You don't have a drink here, do you? a glass of, I need some water. There you go. I don't know if I'm scared or what, but something.
You're doing great.
But all right, Pastor, thank you very much.
You're doing great.
Thank you. All right. Okay, in prayer meetings, we would get together at church every week. We would pray. We would read the Bible. We would study the Bible. We would sing. And we had a man that gave us the teachings on the Bible, and he was very good. Then when we were doing this, when people found out what prayer meetings were about, they started to invite us to their houses. They liked what we were doing. We were singing, praying, reading the Bible. And this is something that you never saw at the Catholic Church. So people started to invite us to their houses. And I really like that. You know, prayer meetings were the best days for me in the Catholic Church. Yeah. We were in prayer meetings for 2 years, a couple of years. But what happened, and this is what happened, okay? Some of our brothers started leaving the church because they were reading the Bible, and I really believe they were learning the truth. They were opening their eyes when they read the Bible. Because what they read in the Bible and what the Catholic Church teaches does not compute. There's something wrong, okay? So some people left the church. I know families that left the church, including us. So what the priest did, when they found out that people were leaving the church, they stopped, they cut off all prayer meetings. They said no more prayer meetings because people read their Bible, they get confused, and they leave the church. I don't think they got confused. They were learning the truth. That's why they left. And at this time, I was giving Bibles. This is something that I have always done. I buy Bibles and I give them to anybody that needs a Bible. I would give a Bible to anybody around the church. One day the priest told me that he didn't want me to be given any Bibles around the church. So that was the end of my Bibles, and that was the end of prayer meetings. But you know, prayer meetings changed my family. I know they changed my wife. Because we started to believe in the Word of God, not on religion. It's that God does not want religion. He wants us to have a personal relation with Him. We need to know Him, and He wants to know us. That's what the Lord wants from us. You know, and what I have found out through life, reading my Bible, talking to people from other religions, is that religious people are the hardest people to get saved because they put their trust on man. They put their trust on religion, on their rituals, whatever they do. Christians put their faith on the Lord. We put our faith on the Word of God, on what Christ did on the cross for us. And there's a big difference there. Okay? Okay, so life goes on. Then Lisa, my daughter, decided that she wanted to go to the university in Albuquerque to study. So we took her over there. We left her over there. And my concern for Lisa when she was over there was that I didn't want her to meet a man over there and get married, because she was at that age, okay? And that was my concern. I said, I don't want her just tangled up with anybody. So what I would do, I would pray for her at nights. I remember I would pray a lot for her. One day she told me that she met this guy, and we went over there to talk to him. It was Todd, okay? So, okay, we met Todd. They started going out, and eventually they got married. And you know, when this happened, that made me very happy. And the reason I'm talking about this is that I felt that the Lord answered my prayer. The Lord answers prayer, okay? So, was in a lot of occasions, I know he has answered my prayers. So just trust him, the Lord answers prayer, right? Okay, after Lisa got her degree, she and Todd came to El Paso, and they started going to church here with Terry. So now Lisa, Todd, two of my sons, Henry and Daniel, are going to Calvary. My wife and me are still going to the Catholic Church. Bad, okay? Then out of nowhere, Daniel, my youngest son, comes to me and he says, Dad, I want to talk to you. He must have been 17 years old, I think. And he says, Dad, in this world, I do not want nice cars or money. I said, well, good. Here's somebody that don't want money. No, these are the words that he used, and I'll never forget. He said, Dad, in this world, I do not want nice cars or money. I just want to work for the Lord. And wow, that hit me pretty hard. I was surprised. And I asked him, Daniel, what do you want to do? You want to be a priest? He said, no, not a priest. I want to be a missionary or a pastor. When he said that, he made me very happy. You know, just to think that I would have a pastor or a missionary in my family, what a blessing. Then he told me that there was this school of ministry in Albuquerque that he wanted to go to. Another drink. When he told me he wanted to go to the ministry school, I didn't even think. Immediately, I told him, Daniel, if that's what you want to do, go for it. I'll help you. I'll back you up. So he goes to Albuquerque to ministry school for 2 years. When he finished, they send him to Africa for about a month. And I believe that he went to Africa to try the missionary field. But I don't think he liked it. You know, just because of the food that they eat over there. Different animals. I think the best he did, he had pizza once, he told me. Then the way they live over there, mosquitoes, animals. I don't think he liked it. So he came back to El Paso. He has been helping this church ever since. 2 years ago, he was ordained as the youth pastor in this church. And I believe everybody knows Daniel, okay? Now, after all this happenings, because a lot of things happen, my wife finally decides to come with me to church, to Calvary. When she did, she liked everything around her. She liked the pastor, the brother, the church. And that made me very happy, and I thank the Lord for that. We have been coming to this church for 15 years. We have lost friends, family members see us in a different way. It's not the same because we're not Catholics, okay? But we like what we're doing. God is good. He has blessed us tremendously in all directions. Me and my wife, we had 6 boys, 1 girl, Lisa. And Lisa does more than the 6 boys because she's all over. And the Lord has blessed us with 22 grandsons and 18 great-great, a total of 40, and it's still growing. I believe that about a month ago we had 2 more. So we have a big family. You know, that's a total of 40. Yeah, it says that. We have a big family. We get together at our house like on Christmas, Thanksgiving, the holidays, birthdays. There's a birthday every week. But you know, God is good. We get together at our house. There's a lot of people. But the Lord provides. We don't lack anything. And I thank him for that, okay? Like I say, the Lord has been very good to us. He has blessed us in all directions, with our family, with good health, with love, with his presence. And I give him all honor and glory because he's always with us. The Lord's always with us. Most of my family is here. I have grandsons that play the drums. They play guitars. They sing. They're all over. Now, one of the things that I want to say, I want to talk about myself. I've been talking about everybody, but now I want to talk about myself. And what I want to say is that I'm not perfect. I'm a sinner, just like the average man. I made mistakes in life. I'm full of mistakes, really. When I was 30, 35, up to 50 years, I messed up a lot of times. I would go to bars, I would drink, I would hang around with the wrong crowd. We would go fishing, hunting, camping, but it was more of going, drinking, having a good time. But you know what? God is good. He's been very good to me and my family. Why? I do not know. But he's been very good to me. And I really believe that this is what happened to me, and it can happen to anybody that receives the Lord in their hearts. When you receive the Lord in your heart, you will be reborn, okay? You will be changed. I mean, if you receive the Lord in your heart, and you're sincere, honest, if you really mean it, he's going to change you automatically. You'll be changed. And when you receive him, he will change you, and he will set you free from the bondages of this world. I don't know what it is, but it could be drinking, alcohol, I don't know, cigarettes. But once you receive the Lord, he'll set you free from the bondage of this world, okay? And he will bless you in all directions. And one of the things, this is my favorite scripture, okay? One of my favorite scriptures. With God, all things are possible. No matter the situation, no matter what problem you have, the Lord will help you. He'll pull you out of it. With God, all things are possible, okay? Now, Psalms 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I feel that the Lord has given me the desires of my heart. First, salvation for my family and myself, which is a gift of God by his grace through faith. It's not of us, okay? The Lord has given me things that I do not deserve. He has given me things that I thought I would never have. I never thought I would have 40 grandkids. And I have all those children with me, which are a blessing, plus a bunch of other things, material things that he has given me. And I give the Lord all honor and glory, the Lord Jesus Christ, the name which is above every name. Okay? Now, the last thing that I want to say, if you haven't received the Lord in your heart, this goes for everybody. If you haven't received the Lord in your heart, receive him, open your heart, because we all need him. And I always say that when you receive the Lord in your heart, that is the key to life, okay? And that's it, brothers. Thank you for listening. Ay, ay, ay. I made it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Do you see why he's one of my heroes? There are many things I admire about John, and I've told him this. One of the reasons he's a hero of mine is his family. I mean, look at the fruit of his family, and look at the health of his family. And just so you know, they're hardworking kids. Hardworking, dependable, responsible kids, grandkids, all the way down the line. And I've told Mr. Rodriguez, if my three can turn out like his, I'll be very, very blessed. God has truly blessed the family. I mean, they're half our church, right? And they do so much around here. The other thing I really admire about John and his whole family is their business. John pioneered and grew up the Rodriguez Plastics business from the ground up. He was doing all the countertops and all that, in a lot of times before there were even power tools. That's why he's so burly, okay? He used to do a lot of work, all just hard manual, and he built a business up from the bottom up, and it is a very successful business, and it blesses a lot of people. Listen, faith needs to work where the rubber meets the road. And in life, the rubber meets the road where you work and in your family. And the faith that I see in John and his family as utilized and lived out in the home and in work, it's just a tremendous blessing. And then, of course, I'm also, he's one of my heroes because of his faith and his service unto the Lord. A long history of serving the Lord. Building churches, building all kinds of things. Who do you think built this pulpit? Those guys. All of the countertops and cabinets that you see in every building of this church, who do you think got those? Rodriguez Plastics. They do so much work. And so much behind the scenes work. Distributing Bibles, just very quietly behind the scenes serving. All of that, as he just gave testimony, has been impacted by his personal relationship with Christ. It is through a personal relationship with Christ that your life is transformed, and that faith is transformed into a life that's changed on the job, in the marriage, as a parent, at church, how you live your life. Tonight, we sit at the communion table, and we're about to distribute these elements. These elements represent the sacrifice that Christ made on the cross so that we could be forgiven, so that we could be transformed. If you've never received Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior, I want to invite you to do that tonight. Before you partake of these elements, let Jesus transform your life. Let it start tonight. A brand new start. Let's lower the lights. Let's have the guys that are going to help me distribute come on up. We're going to pass these elements out, and I ask that you hold on to them, and we'll partake of as a body, corporately, together. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Lord, we marvel at the miracle of salvation. The miracle of a transformed life made possible through you. We thank you for our brother's testimony tonight. And I want to pray for anyone here tonight who needs to open their hearts to you tonight. I believe there are some here. God brought you here to hear this testimony. Religion will not change you. A relationship with Christ will, the one who died for you and rose again that third day. If you've never received Jesus, you do it through a prayer. You simply invite him. You ask him. And I'd love to lead you in that prayer right now, if that's you. Open your heart to him right now. Say, Lord, I'm opening my heart to you right now. Come into my life. Come into my heart. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Rising again. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Take over my life. Take over my marriage, my family, my business, my relationships, all of that. I want to give it to you. Fill me with your Spirit and help me to serve you. Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go ahead.